Tales from the Stupid! Anyone want to start or should I?
Mine's short, so I'm going to do it before you guys totally blow me up.
Is it about this little guy with the, just on the show or something? It's in their mind.
Fuck off!
Again with the inches.
6 inches.
Hey, I heard a great joke. Why do women like Jesus? Because he's hung like this. Put your arms outstretched.
I still like the newcomers
great,
didn't.
Great, more visual gags.
The radio. Welcome to the Uncle Dax Show. We're not clear of the concept.
Well, like I said, this lovely new microphone that we have, the THX, I swear it's R2-D2's in it.
Yeah, it does.
I'm thinking for the next show, I'm going to do a ventriloquist act.
I still bet you don't get it done. But, and we'll try yours. Okay.
I'll be at home watching it.
Go on.
Okay, so this happened outside. Guess where? The Sharks Club, of course. The only source of all of our really stupid entertainment.
Not the only source.
No. Go on.
But a major source.
Yes.
Well, I'm marrying Mr. Mayhem, so I can't use his stories anymore. As much as he's a source, he'll pick on me for using them.
Okay.
Love you.
Go on.
I'm leaving.
So, it was Mr. Mayhem's last shift a little while ago, and I was spending some time with him, and so we're sitting in the car. Uncle Dat calls. Sharks Club is getting out. It's really busy. Do you mind coming over and giving me a hand? So, we go over there. And the boys are working, and I'm just kind of standing around enjoying the show. When a cab pulls up.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Get it over with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two girls and a guy going to get into the cab. First girl, she's drunk, but she has no problem. She gets in. Second girl falls over and starts crawling like a cat over the bench seat. In the taxi cab, trying to get herself in, wearing a mini skirt and no underwear.
Sweet.
No.
Sharks Club.
Sharks Club.
With the crabs like crawling.
Well, remember when you have that much sand up there?
Yeah.
Well, you should have crabs. Yeah.
So I
miniature miniature head pops on.
Captain Longbeard.
He was looking for the buried treasure. Yeah.
That is not a sea you should sail, my friend.
So I happened to look up and I, you know, stare into the abyss.
And the abyss stared back.
I turned to Dak and I said, oh, geez, I just saw the full meal deal. And I can't remember exactly what you said, but it was something along the lines of, you shouldn't stare into the abyss, it'll suck out your soul. And I said, oh, it wasn't that evil, it winked at me. At which point...
I made that cat noise I do sometimes.
And then the hotel desk clerk quit his job.
pulled his name tag off. I'm gone.
I'm the fuck out of here. Just hands it to me. Just fucking walks back inside.
It winked at me. It's fine.
It was great that night because the same time that was going on, we had this fight between this guy. Yeah. And they're just going back and forth, and the girl is up in some guy's grill, and she's just screaming at him. This is not on our side. This is, like, across the parking lot. So I'm just kind of sitting there watching it, getting ready. I actually have my phone out. I've got 9-1 dot, and I'm just waiting for the punches to begin throwing so I can hit the other one. And the girl is like, what did she call the guy? She called
him sandal-wearing
douchebag.
Sandal-wearing fuck. Yeah. Well, why do you have sandals on?
So the guy pulls his girlfriend away, and they walk away. And then the guy, now that there's nobody there, now he decides he's brave and he wants to get into the fight. And at that point, now you've all seen people display when they want to get into a fight. It's like, come at me, bro. Throws his arms out, puffs his chest up. This guy did something I have never seen before. He did the Donkey Kong. He threw his arms up in the air and he went side to side like a crab. Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. And I'm like, wow. Fuck, I said, if he throws a barrel, I'm the fuck out of here. That's it.
Yeah, we were expecting him to pick up a garbage can and throw it.
Wow. Yeah. But as much as that was stupid, that was not really my tale of the stupid. My tale of the stupid was a couple of weeks back, and I don't know if I ever mentioned her, we had this crazy girl who showed up at the hotel. She is, and I really don't like to actually make fun of people that are really mentally ill. She's had a psychotic break, and I'm not making a joke about that.
Okay.
She's had a real psychotic break, and she's become fixated on the hotel. We have had to have her removed from the hotel, and she's not staying there. We won't let her stay there because her credit card was declined because she has no more money. Okay. So she's been going from women's shelters to some guy's couch, not the same guy, to a bar, to our hotel, and trying to stay there.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, with all of her possessions.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, just bagged with her stuff. She's living out of a bag type thing. And so we've had to have her removed about 7 or 8 times now. I wasn't there for all of them. She threw her shoes at my boss's truck when he just pulled out there to drop off a letter. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Just how messed up she is. Anyhow, I get her in on Friday night, and I'm just kind of, you know, I see her and I recognize her, and one of the other guys, Uncle Fester, calls me up and goes, he's a nickname we have for one of the other guys who works there. Fester goes, I think that's the chick we had the police call on. And so I'm saying, are you sure? Oh, yeah, it is, right? So she comes in, and I'm like, ma'am, you're not allowed to stay here. The hotel has had problems with you. You've been evicted from the site. I'm going to ask you to leave. So she said, fine, call the cops. I'm not leaving. I'm like, ma'am, I will. And so she's, I'm not leaving. And so I have to call the cops. So I go to call the cops, and then she does the weirdest thing I've ever seen. She goes over and she starts pushing the chairs, the big sofas and chairs we have, up against the walls, clearing everything so there's like a straight path. And I'm at like, what are you doing? The feng shui is wrong. It's what's messing with me.
Mm.
Ooh.
And this is why we need our mental hospital back up and going.
That's my tale. Very, 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 very short. But that's just...
You know what I love? You know, there are people out there who actually have problems.
Yeah.
For the most part, I think most homeless people are just homeless and they're morons.
Yeah.
But there are some people who need help.
Yeah.
What plan was it to shut down the hospital that deals with those people who need help? They just did it one day. Was it 10 years ago?
Yep.
It's been that long.
Oh, yeah, it's been that long. Yeah, we have no more permanent mental institute. What we have
in the entire province.
In the entire province. What we have is Langley has an 18-bed unit. Surrey has a 36-bed unit with an 18-bed overflow.
Completely full, I'm sure.
Oh, all the time. What's the closer of the two prisons? The one with the prison hospital, the big prison hospital.
The one in Alder Grove or the one past?
I think it's the one up in the interior or something like that.
Probably Fort St. John?
No. It's not that far up.
Is it Kent?
Kent?
Yeah, Kent. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kent has a hospital there, I believe.
Yeah, they do.
They have a psychiatric unit for basically both in the beds and also cells.
That's where they got a lot of the bad ones.
And so that's what we're doing now with our mentally ill is we're putting them in jail.
No, we're waiting for them to kill someone before we send them to jail.
Yeah, I know. Well, at that point, we have an excuse that we can
put them in jail.
98% of people in jail are mentally ill.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about the ones that are obviously physically completely no questions asked, crazy. And, that's what we do with
them now. Able to function in society.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not just asshole not able to function in society. Mm-hmm. Really not able to function in society. Yes.
And a lot of them could.
Well,
if they had enough actual help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Proper. I could do something.
I think that's a pretty sad statement on our society.
Which kind of reminds me of this is another me ranting on things, and it's going back to something. What is the largest prison population on the planet? Not just the United States. It's now the state of Louisiana, which now operates prisons for profit. Privately owned prisons.
Yep.
Sweet.
Why?
There's been a lot of privately owned prisons, though.
Yeah, I know. They're now basically, well, they're warehousing them there because the state basically builds them.
And then the inmates work and they make goods and they sell the goods. And
so it's slave labor.
Yes.
Yep.
They're making money on top of money.
Yes.
Yep.
Plus, they're also getting money from the government to basically warehouse these
people. They're in jail, so fuck
and they have a steady supply from the government.
I'd rather have them making money than sitting around doing
it. But this is why 20-year-old kids are doing 5 years for holding a doobie. It's because these jails exist. Like,
they won't hold a doobie again.
That's 5 years in the federal penitentiary?
For basically having a joint.
They just want the labor.
Yeah.
So?
That's fucking sick.
I'm sorry. Sorry,
Ben. That's a little excessive, don't you think?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
There'd be a lot of fucking retards running around here if we had laws like that.
Oh, you're a saint.
I totally disagree with you, man. It's not often we come to that much of a loggerhead, but the thing is, no. I won't berate you for it because I won't be rational in this discussion. No, seriously, I'm not
throwing shit at each other.
Yeah, that's what it'll come to. So I'm not gonna. and I have a garbage can. You know, it's like,
and keys.
And that's when I snap, my lord.
No, if you were really going to go at him, you need to find a hammer.
You have to break the floors as we go up.
He said something about half a doobie being a federal offense, and I started beating him.
No, I said a whole doobie.
Oh, a whole doobie. Okay, still. Yeah.
We here on the Uncle Deck encourage divergent opinions, except for mine.
And if you disagree with anything we've been saying, remember, go F yourself 69 style at hotmail.com.
That's our actual email address for complaints.
Yeah.
It really is. You can reach us there.
Go F yourself
69 style hotmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, anyone else got a tale of the stupid?
I do.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm still in high school. I'm about to graduate.
Wait, you're a minor? Oh, I'm doing time.
Yeah.
No, just for you being here counts as corrupting a minor.
You corrupted the youth.
Corrupting morals, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Bad you.
Okay, I didn't want to go out this way. Go on, sorry.
Sorry.
Go on, sorry.
Okay, so in the last semester of school that I had, I was in a cafeteria course. And there was one person.
Can I interject here?
Okay.
What is a cafeteria course?
Well, there are courses you can take at my school. It's very supporting of arts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
because flipping burgers is very supportive of the arts.
Well,
it's like that college course for learning how to take care of a fucking lawn.
Is it an actual high school course in which they teach you how to work in a cafeteria?
Yeah, it is.
We had the same thing.
I'm not putting my opinion
on. No, they teach you how to cook
honey.
Food. They teach you about, you know, blanching fries.
We're not talking about home economics. Talking about like cooking. We're talking just working in a cafeteria for large mass food production.
Yes.
All right, go on.
Okay. You look a little.
That's okay.
Oh, that's changed since I took it too, actually.
That's
so
him. That's just the way he is.
Okay.
I remembered
she also took an aviation course there, too.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
I know where you're going. I see that face.
Okay. All right.
No, but
your audience doesn't see the face, but let me tell you, folks, it's nasty.
No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at you, honey.
Disappointed.
I'm disappointed that our system has gotten down to the point that... Yeah, go on. Tell your story, please.
So, this is the first and last time I've ever taken the cafeteria course, but... And the first day there was one person who really stood out to me as a complete idiot.
Okay.
It was the end of the day, and we were taking dishes to the dish area. And I had a pot that was used to cook gravy.
Okay.
And I take it, and this person who takes it from me, she looks into it, and she says, "Oh, is that chocolate?" And I say, "No, it's gravy." And she says, "But does it taste like chocolate?"
Wow. These snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
So what you're saying is there was at least one person who belonged there.
No,
I'm a dick. You're such a dick.
I'm actually going to have to agree with Safe Word on this. Maybe 5 years in a federal pen for one joint is enough. I'm starting to rethink this whole thing now.
Oh my god, should she eat the gravy?
I don't know.
Handed the pot and walked.
Yes. I cleaned my hands of this.
Hey, the world needs fry cooks too.
Oh. Yeah, but she was such an idiot that the head chef wouldn't let her go anywhere except dish.
Well, yeah, she thought gravy was chocolate.
Wow. Some people were born to work in a dish pit.
Yes.
You know.
Actually, it's funny because.
You want more for your kids, but.
Thanks, you know what's
sometimes
really funny?
You gotta be honest with the limitations biology and nature have given you.
Oddly enough, it was at the Shark Club, but when I worked there as a cook way back in the day,
yep.
I saw a person fail at the dish pit.
How?
Wow.
Just.
You load the dishes and you put them through the machine.
I know. He failed at that job. He couldn't do it with any efficiency. He couldn't even do it right. He failed in the dish pit. We gave him 2 months.
Wow.
Well, he lives in one of those religious co-ops just down the road from you.
Oh!
One just over here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more, though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on.
Okay, so a few months passes by, and she's still in dish.
The gravy chocolate lady.
Yes, okay. Gravy chocolate.
Yeah.
And she's been in dish for a while now, and that's all she does. And one day, I'm setting up soups, because that's where I work. And then I hear this big old metal against metal screaming noise. Like it's god-awful. It's terrible. And I go into the kitchen through the dish area, and there are two girls. One of them is chocolate gravy, and they're looking into the carburetor, and they're not doing anything about it.
It's still going. There's
a spoon in the carburetor, and they're not doing anything about it. The carburetor is on, and they're not doing anything.
They're looking over the sink.
Yes, they are looking
over. What do we do?
Yeah, everybody is just staring at them, waiting for them to do something.
I would have had money. I would have had money out. I would have been taking off. Which one puts their hand in?
I got two more on chocolate cream.
They do. They actually.
No!
Okay, no, were they both blonde? Were they both blonde?
No.
Oh, Jesus,
no, one was Indian, so that's not happening, and the other one was a brunette. It shames me, but...
Wow.
They're like, no.
No, and it never thought to turn off, right?
Dipping their hand towards trying to pull it out.
Then after 2.5 minutes of them occasionally going snap. And listening to the screaming
and you guys
noise,
are sitting there with a timer, too,
so
to see how long it would take. Yeah.
Yeah. And then head chef comes back from wherever he is, and he starts screaming, "What the hell is wrong with you? Shut the damn thing off, you stupid, stupid!"
You can say it on the show. It's okay.
Internet radio.
Yeah.
Wow, stupid dad actually exists somewhere outside of security work.
Okay, well, I'm actually
high school cafeteria. Imagine.
I'm just gonna do probably a first on the show because I've already told my very long tale of the stupid, but I really enjoyed this one from Melanie Thomas. Is that new girl at work brings in new magic rocks?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
New girl at work brings in new magic rocks daily. Says she would ordinarily cast a spell on/at me to show me how real her magic is. But she's mentally exhausted from casting so many others. I suggested save her gold and buy a mana potion. I think she got offended. Suggestions?
Well, here's my suggestion. Keep going with that. See how long it takes for her to quit.
Buy a potion from Gandalf. That's what I always do. Sorry, we were doing Red Dwarf quotes earlier
on,
so I had to go back there.
I think if you have enough red gems, you might get one.
Oh, so
only if you're a fifth level alchemist, though.
Actually, you know what? I tell you what you do. Go get a an old wine cask, bring it in, and tell her if she breaks the barrel open, she might find something useful.
50-50 shot.
I get a better one. Get a couple of midgets, dress up like goblins, and have them attack her.
She'll get experienced.
Magic missile, lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
I cast magic missile at the darkness.
We'll give her a plus one broomstick.
Fucking whoa. Wow, we got a whoa on TV. That's pretty good.
Wow.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
That is epic.
And I'm the one who spent the most of the last weekend playing Diablo 3.
Oh, God. You know, wow. Yeah, okay. No, I'm just going to say that we've obviously damaged the gene pool past the point of recapture. I mean, seriously, we're done.
It's too many rubber corners.
Yeah, no kidding.
Safety
yeah.
Too many child safety locks.
Yep, the bike helmets and, you know, bottle tops and all the rest of it. I'm sorry, the sickly trees have outnumbered the healthy ones in the forest.
Yeah.
It's time to just purge. Down. Just burn it down. Purge.
Well, it was nice when the Christmas tree would catch on fire and the entire family would die off.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, now we have those lights that don't cause any heat.
And fake trees.
Fake trees, yep.
Large vehicles that beep when they back up.
Oh.
Advanced medical techniques that bring them back.
Come. Air ambulances. These things need to go.
Go on, bring it out.
Well, the other day, I'm a hairdresser. That's one of my jobs. And this guy comes in for a haircut, and his scalp is really gross.
Okay.
Like, disgustingly gross. But my coworker, who's a very nice person, just asked him very, you know, gently what your condition is or whatever. He said he has psoriasis. So she goes, okay. So she cuts his whole hair. And when she was completely finished, he lets it slip that he has a skin disease. So we had to sanitize the entire shop.
Oh,
wow.
And she had to go home and have a shower because she was completely grossed out. But, yeah.
Was something contagious?
Skin disease, yeah, I don't know. It
wasn't more specific than skin disease?
No, I have no idea, but it was like yellow and flaky and pussy.
So
and
as disgusting. He was leaving, you threw a bottle at his head, right?
No, we did not.
Should have.
That's not allowed.
Shove a hair dryer on his ass.
There are not a lot of diseases that are continuously contagious that are not currently active.
But so, yellow, flaky skin and pustules?
Is that actually what he had?
Yeah, probably a fungus.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking maybe when he first said skin disease, I didn't hear the yellow punsy. I was thinking maybe scabies or something like that.
And Mr. Douchebag, if you're listening, try some tea tree oil. Simple.
Why would you not? Yeah, why would you not tell people about something like that? I mean,
well, and blame it psoriasis too.
Why would you not seek medical attention?
This isn't the States. We have medical care for everything.
Especially something like that.
Yes.
You don't have to pay for any of it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but some of the medical stuff that I've been going through lately is pretty much like standing in front of a dartboard. They have no clue.
Well, joke aside...
It's all guesswork in a lab coat.
Joke aside, and there is a reason they call it a practice.
Well, that didn't work. Well, in the medical journal, you go.
Oh, well, back to the leeches.
I am actually in a medical textbook.
I didn't know this.
For getting shot in the ass?
Nope. Way, 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 way back when. And this is really kind of gross.
Do you get stabbed with a COVID hanger?
No. My underarms, the hairs were looking fuzzy.
Okay.
Didn't itch or anything like that, or anything like that. And so the doctor, I was there for another reason. I was actually into the doctor for my checkup, because I do first aid. And so every 2 months, you've got to, every 2 years, you've got to go in and reapply. And that includes a physical to prove that you can haul the body or do all the physical labor and everything that goes with being a medic.
That you could roll the carpet nicely around it.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Lift and carry.
Yeah. So the
shovel of guts in a bucket.
I said, by the way, do you know what this is? And he looks at it, and he's, huh. He takes up scissors and clips off some and puts it in a test tube, and he says, that's really weird. I've never seen that before. Oh, yeah. Didn't think anything of it. Came back for something else. I think it was it was with my girlfriend at the time. So I go back in, and the doctor says, by the way, I sent in those hairs that I took from you. It's a new type of fungus. what do you mean, a new type of fungus? Yeah, I got a friend who works at UBC. They've never seen it before. It actually was living and eating the edema of the surface of the hair.
Wow.
Not edema, keratin on the surface of the hair.
So your armpits were...
Dax fungus.
Was unique. And once they wiped it out, other than a sample in a lab jar, in UBC, is extinct.
You are patient zero.
No, I shaved my armpits and that was the end of it. It never came back.
No, but your weapon is now sitting in the bio lab.
Yeah, someplace. Who knows? It's a cure for cancer or something. And
so to the future ages, if zombies break out and the epicenter looks like it's Vancouver, it's all Dax's fault.
Yep, there you go. My armpits produced a new form of life.
God help us all.
You okay there?
Hey, I wasn't. At least I wasn't the one who tried to use your roll-on.
Oh, you were talking about me screaming at Mike. No, yes. Yeah. A friend of ours. I don't know why, but he's basically over. He jumps out of the shower. And he says, do you have any antiperspirant? And somebody says, yeah, I think Desmond's is over there. And I have roll-on. Now, why would you ever use somebody else's roll-on, right? And he goes to it, and I come upstairs, and I see him, and I scream out loud, which is what PVM heard, don't use that! And he's like, why not? And I'm like, I have something.
I have a skin disease.
No, it wasn't a skin disease. It was a hair disease.
It's just psoriasis. But don't use that.
I'm breeding zombies. Leave me alone.
Ah, yes. Well, I think unless anybody else has a tale, do anybody else have one?
Well, there's something that Mama knows about a bit more than me. I just remembered it when you were talking about the cured cancer with your armpit hair. But anyway, apparently...
You had the same thing?
Just a little lower.
Right. Now, every guy in this room is thinking about that.
No, we're not, honey. You're too young. Nope, not even there.
Okay. I corrupt them young.
Yes. Good for you. You must be so proud. Carry on.
Okay. We're just assuming she's torturing you for fun.
So she does for me.
Uh-huh. Go on.
But anyway, so apparently the University of Alberta has found the cure to cancer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And... you know, pharmaceutical companies won't make it because it's too cheap.
It's what you're talking about is something that me and Mr. Mayhem have talked about before. It is a pre-existing drug. It's actually a byproduct of an industrial process. I know that sounds crazy, but that's where some drugs do actually show up. It is called what was it called? CR. Do you remember?
It was the. I can't remember offhand.
Yeah,
it was a number after it. CR. Yeah, CR.
Something or another. It's a. Yeah. It's a very common chemical that is used to treat thyroid conditions. Yeah. And it's a pre-existing drug that they've done all the testing on human beings. We can use it. It's safe. It has a toxicity level that is measured not in milligrams per pound, but practically in kilograms per pound. All this thing will do is it will throw your thyroid out of whack. That's it. If you take too much of it.
But I'll get fat. A lot less harsh than chemotherapy.
Yeah. The way it works is cancer cells bunch together, and as the cells continue to divide, they turn off the mitochondrial of the cell. So at that point, the cells begin actually feeding by using what's called a glycol process, where they turn the sugars directly into glycol, and like a type of alcohol in your blood, or more to the point, inside the cell, and then feed off of that. The problem is glycol also breaks down collagen, which is what holds cells together, which is why cells float free and you have metastasized. That's where cancer spreads to the rest of the body. So it all made sense. So what this drug does, and by the way, without having the mitochondrial, the cells don't die. That's why cancer cells will literally continue to live for practically ever inside your body until, well, they kill you. The mitochondrial also controls the life pattern or life expectancy of a cell. A cell has like 7-year maximum term before it expires. All this drug does is it turns the mitochondrial back on inside the cell. So one, the cells that are deep inside the cluster no longer get food from glycol, so they starve, killing it. And once that death occurs inside the center of the mass, it begins to kill the cells surrounding it by what's called essentially almost like a suicide call that the other cells listen to. So it also allows the regular cells to die a normal cell death. That's all this drug does. I've heard about this. I researched it back when my wife had cancer. She's had cancer 3 times now. University of Alberta and the University of Alberta Cancer Clinic both researched it and found 100% effectiveness. Something like the test, they used it on about 12 people that were suffering from brain tumors that were classified as inoperable. One person died. In the meantime, I think it was another 9 had complete remission and another 2 had partial remissions. It works. But, like you said, nobody is going to use it because you can't make a profit from it because the drug is already in the public domain. Sorry to take over your story.
That's no. Okay. Okay, I'm just saying, pharmaceuticals, dumbasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, profits are more important than human life.
Yep. Yeah. Like for prisons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't. Be here for another hour and a half.
So, everyone, that was the Uncle Dax Show. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, I'd like to thank you. And
there are no cameras in those stupid blinky speed signs. I fucking hate you all. Learn how to fucking drive.
Oh, fuck. Who? Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't here for that. I fucking hate people like that.
That was just her opening statement.
Yeah. When those things say slow down, you're going too fast, I go about 100 through them just to see what happens.
And just remember with the new laws, if you're 15 over, they're not going to pull you over. There'll be a cop on the side of the road with a radar gun. You do 95 in 80 zones, okay. Just don't do 100 in 80 zones. That's 20 over. That's
they
bad.
They just caught a couple of kids racing on some freeway last night.
Oh, yeah.
It was 165 in a 60 zone.
Nice. That'll be a good ticket.
Yeah. It's a good thing it's not Ontario. You lose your car.
Well, you know, you never know. But anyhow, I'd like to thank you all for joining us. I'd like to thank our guests for showing up, and please don't press charges.
It's now a family affair.
Any psychological damage you may suffer.
Can be sent to go edit yourself 69 style at allmail.com.
The Uncle Dax Show is not responsible for itching, scratching, hair loss, or random gender reassignment.
See the disclaimer.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Adios.
'Cause we won't wise up, so how can we rise up? Tired of being enslaved. Will the revolution come? Will anything change? Will the revolution come? Well, I've heard that before. Will the revolution come? Well, I'll try not to act too bored, because each generation's mess is bigger than the one before them has made. Will the revolution come? Can we be saved? Enslaved. Will the revolution come? Will anything change?